and turn to the book of 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. You know, we've talked about a lot of different things today. We've talked about serving God in the infirmity of our flesh. And we've talked about what it means to be, what was God's purpose in redemption, what does it mean to be redeemed. And then we're going to look at starting in verse 18 of 1 Peter chapter 2, chapter 1, excuse me. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 says, "For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead, and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth of the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever." So, when we look at this passage of Scripture, we see another great truth. We talked about the purpose of your salvation. Now we want to talk about the cost of salvation. The cost of salvation. Something to think about. This isn't going to be a terribly articulate or profound message and everything in the sense of some great oratory. It's simply going to be a straightforward thing, to something for you to think about. So let's go to the Lord in prayer, and let's continue on from there. Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for each one that's here. Lord, I do pray that you would help us see, help us understand, help us comprehend. Lord, just help me to maybe say something that would help in that regard. Lord, we just ask your help, and we ask your blessing, and we ask for understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, when we talk about the cost of things, a lot of times we think in terms of money. But there are things that are more important than money, that are of more value than money. Even among men, we... just the very concept of life itself, we will spend hundreds of thousands and, in some regards, cases, millions of dollars just to try to regain a scrap of health and escape death. So life itself is something that is precious to men, if not life in general, but surely their own life. You know, the funny thing about it is that the people that justify the abortion and everything like that, they run around and say, "Well, you know, why should we have unwanted children being born?" And my answer to that is, "Who wants you? Why are you here?" You don't run around wondering about whether or not you're wanted, do you? No, they assume that they are worthy of life. And they assume that they are that their life is worth more than anybody else's. And it's not unusual for that, because even we do that. We look at life that's near and dear to us, family members, and we shed tears over their passing, but we don't shed a tear over the life of multitudes of millions that die every day, do we? And so, We even put value on things that maybe are not that uncommon, but they have a special relationship to ourselves, family and friends. And that's not necessarily bad, because, you know, we're kind of wired that way if you think about it. But the simple fact is, if you really look at it, you know, our life, or the life of a father or a mother or a grandma or a grandpa or a son or a daughter or a sister and a brother or a friend or any of those things, is not more valuable than any other life. But boy, we will go to great lengths. And the sad thing is, we don't see life the proper way. Because we look at life just as in the bodily function, the breathing, the heart pumping, all of that type of stuff. We look at life. And then the Lord took it to a greater level. He said, what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? And so when we look at it from that perspective, we see that a life is more precious than anything else in the world. And that's the way we're supposed to operate. That is the way that you and I are supposed to operate. We're supposed to operate as a Christian on the fact that the souls of men are more important, are of greater value than anything this world can offer. But in verse 18 of our text, it says, for as much as you know that you are not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, that vain lifestyle that you live, that vain philosophy that you have, that vain thing, you weren't redeemed from that vain religion, whatever it may be, you weren't redeemed by things that are corruptible, such as silver and gold. Silver and gold decay. Did you know that? We always look at iron and we see the rust and everything like that. But silver and gold decay too. You know, when they try to purify gold and they take it and they melt it and boil it and everything, and then they get all the dross off. You know what that dross is? In addition to foreign objects, things that are not gold and silver, do you know what some of it is? It's decay. They're corruptible things. But the blood of Jesus is more important. The blood of Jesus is worth every life that's on this planet now, that has ever been on this planet, that will ever be on this planet. Every human life which is worth more than this whole world, every human soul which the question is, what shall a man give in exchange for a soul? There's nothing you can give that would redeem your soul. You could give the whole world, and it would not redeem your soul. Kind of gives a new interesting thing about it. The devil, one of his titles is the God of this world. And this thing that Satan holds so dear, is it worth one soul? But the blood of Jesus is far more valuable. The blood of Jesus was enough to redeem, for redemption for all men, for all sin, for all time. That's how precious it is. That's what the cost was. And the sad thing about it is, as I speak this, we can't really comprehend it. You can't comprehend the value of something that's worth more than every human life, every human soul, worth more than this world, worth more than this universe, worth more than anything. We can't conceive of that much value. Bill Gates, with all he has and all his power and all these Arab sheikhs and all these billionaires and multi-billionaires and things like that, and millionaires and everything, all that they have and the power they have and crave, it's nothing. It can't compare with a drop of the blood of Jesus. And the sad thing is that we don't see the value because it's so far above us. It's so far beyond our comprehension. We can't comprehend or see the value. We have to look at this in an abstract. We have to look what the Bible says about the blood of Jesus and simply take it by faith. Because we can't see the enormity of it. Our blood decays. Our blood is polluted with the effects of sin. Our blood carries disease. But the blood of Jesus is so precious. As a matter of fact, in the book of Acts chapter 20, we've talked about it so many times. In Acts chapter 20, Paul speaking to the elders at Ephesus, from Ephesus, he says, "Take heed," verse 28, "take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God which he hath purchased with his own blood." It is equates Jesus' blood as God's blood. Now God's a spirit. But he took upon human flesh, right? And that means that human flesh was just as holy as that spirit. Just as sinless as that spirit. No sin, nothing. It was holy. So it was God's blood. And so we see that picture of it and we get things to see it. But it's hard to comprehend the cost, isn't it? It's hard to comprehend the shedding of that blood being worth so much. It is enough, it has enough value to redeem every man, woman, boy, or girl ever. To draw breath, or I'll go further back, ever to be conceived in the womb. It has the value and worth to redeem each one. From the equivalent of an eternity in hell, it has that much value. It's that precious. We don't think about that very often, do we? We don't think on those terms, do we? I mean, like it or not, we tend to not, because we don't comprehend something, we tend not to think on it and meditate on it and appreciate it. We tend not to value it the way we should. I remember there's a preacher by the name of Dean Miller. He was he actually had a church. I believe it was in Colorado Springs, Cornerstone Baptist Church. He was the pastor there for many years. I don't know who's the pastor there now, but he preached a message. The man who kissed heaven's door and turned around and went to hell. And he talked about how Judas came and kissed Jesus on the cheek. Of course, Jesus said, "I am the door. If by me any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and shall find pasture." Right. So, but not only that, he said this was after the night in Gethsemane, and again you see the picture of Christ sitting there, and he's in Gethsemane, he's coming out of there, and his sweat was turned to blood. His sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood. He literally was under so much agony that the blood vessels in his skin began to burst and began to weep through the pores and the blood out. And the thing is, Judas could have kissed a drop of blood that could have redeemed his soul from hell. That was sufficient. But it had no value. Why? Because he didn't believe. He said, "For as much as you know that you're not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you." Isn't that an amazing thing? I'll get back to that, but he says, "Who by him do believe in God that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and your hope might be in God." Now, there it is. And then it's an amazing thing that we have the incorruptible blood of Christ, the perfect sinless blood of Christ, which is of such great value. And that was redeemed, or that was foreordained before the foundation of the world. Its value is fixed. And you know, if we looked at it right, in our estimation, its value should go up. It shouldn't be something that just becomes commonplace and something we don't think about. It's something whose value should go up, the blood of Christ. You know, if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from what? All unrighteousness. All iniquity, right? So there it is. We see it. The value should go up. And think about it. We used to have what was called a gold standard. Right? We used to have a gold standard. And that gold standard meant that you would give a dollar bill, a note, and that dollar was worth the equivalent amount of gold. And it's crazy now, our dollar is worth next to nothing in comparison. But that dollar used to be got you a dollar's worth of gold, whatever the thing was gold. But we've left that gold standard, and now you take a piece of gold, you take what was then when we were on the gold standard, and you take that same amount of gold, and it's worth hundreds more, or that maybe over 1,000 more. The gold is so expensive and weighs so much more. I mean, and its value has gone up because gold's the standard. And now, because we don't match. Our dollar values don't have that. They're worth. I mean, I don't know if you could get much gold for a dollar an ounce. It'd be a pretty insignificant amount of gold, wouldn't it? You couldn't make a ring with it. You couldn't make a tie clip. You couldn't make a button. You couldn't even make one of them little fancy little studs you put in your ear or your nose or whatever they do now. I've always looked at those people as like with the studs in their nose and everything like that. I was like, how in the world do you blow your nose without hurting yourself? But anyway, it's worth nothing. Why would we look at the blood of Christ as if it's not anything? The only way that he says, seeing that you have purified your souls and obeying the truth of the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. That shows us another thing that's incorruptible, and that's the word of God. And it should have value, and the blood of Christ should have value. Well, boy, I tell you what. We ought to look at the blood of Christ in such a way as seeing what great value it has. You know, that blood was the blood that was put on the mercy seat in heaven for us. That blood is the token there. That blood and the wounds that it flowed from. And we have an incorruptible word of God. So we have things of great, great value. And you know, there's the parable of the pearl of great price. A man who went and sold all he had so they could buy one pearl of great price. There's something worth more than everything that you own. There's something that is the most valuable thing at all. The blood of Jesus, the Word of God, these things are so valuable. And yet many times they're treated as if they're not valuable. As if, like our dollar, it's lost value. No, it hasn't. It's done nothing but gain value. And the farther we get into this time frame that we are, the greater the value, and the greater the value it should be to us. It's worth talking about. It's worth making use of. It's worth sharing. Not that you can literally share the blood of Christ, but you can point people to it. You know? You don't have to be the miner to point somebody to the mine, do you? I'm just simply saying there's value that's there, and it needs to be treated as such. This is the day and age where people want a bloodless religion. They don't want to talk about the blood of Jesus. The mind recoils. Among the secular world and among some professing Christians. But we should never be ashamed to talk about the value of the blood of Jesus. You don't have to completely comprehend it. It may be too far. But it's worth a lot. It's worth more than anything else. Somebody come to me and said, "How much? What is the value on a pound of gold?" I have not the slightest idea. But if you wanted to give me a pound of gold, I wouldn't turn my nose up at it, would I? Why? Because you know it has value. You may not know what the value is, but you know it has value. It has a monetary value. Now, in the grand scheme of things, it's not worth anything. The redemption of the soul is precious. It takes more than gold and silver. It takes more than this world has to offer. The only thing you can redeem it is the blood of Jesus Christ. Through faith in His blood. Right? That's it. So when we talk about the blood of Christ, we ought to talk about it as if it has value. It's not an academic exercise. The blood of the Savior was shed on Calvary's cross in payment for the sins of the world. And it was paid in full. It was enough. It was more than enough. It's based upon who Jesus is. Based upon not just His humanity, but His deity, the Creator of all things. It's kind of an amazing thing when we look at it. There's so many things that we could understand about that. The precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot. No sin. Let's go to the Lord in prayer and then we'll dismiss. Father, thank You. I pray, Lord, You'd help us to just understand the Word of God the more, and that we would see the value, even though we can't comprehend it in monetary terms, and we can't comprehend it even in terms, because it's so far above us and so far above our ability. Help us to realize that it's what's necessary for everybody. It's enough for everyone. Help us, Lord, to see the value, to tell people that Jesus died and shed His blood for their sins and paid it in full. Help us, Father, to see it. Help us to appreciate it. Help us to realize that it's through the blood of Jesus that we have not just the redemption, but we also have access to the throne of heaven, to the throne of God, the holiest of all. Lord, please bless as we go. And Father, we just thank You for everything You've given. And again, we thank You for the blood that was shed for us on Calvary's cross. Help us to see it with the value that it has. We thank You in Jesus' name. Amen.